We can continue the introductions after the Daf. let's get on today. Today's Daf is Chof Gimel. Chof Beis. Sorry, get ahead of you.
Whatever the road was.
And we were holding yesterday on the third line. So what happened is that we managed to prove yesterday that there's definitely an Indian of Tefillah. Definitely an Indian of Tefillah. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda for a Baal Keri, even though he's not going to become Tohar. Because we figured out that the only reason that we should have the case of the Mishameshet Veras Adam, the only Chiddush was Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. That over there, there's no point in being Tovelet, but if it wouldn't have been for the fact that she was Roya Dam after being Mishameshet, she would require Tefillah. So that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is an issue here indeed involved in the Baal Keri, in which case, how exactly are we to understand the Mishnah? So we came out that when Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you should be Mevorech Lefaneh V'Lachareh, he did not mean to be Mevorech B'Peh. He meant to be Meharher, and he too agrees that there's a din of a Baal Keri and the Takonas Ezra. Asks the Gemara today on the beginning of the third line, Umi Itlei L'Rabbi Yehuda Hirhur. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's actually a Chiyuv of Hirhur, and that there's an Isra of Dibur, V'atanya Baal Keri Shein Lo Mayim Litvot? The Baal Keri has no water. Nonetheless, he's Keri Kriyat Shema. The inom mevarech lo lefaneha velo laachareha, veochel pito mevarech laachareha, the inom mevarech lefaneha, aval meharher belibo the inom motzi besvatav divrei Rabbi Meir. Now again, we get into the question of here whether this is the equivalent of the Mishnah, the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah we had. If when we say aval meharher belibo, it means that the kriya of the Baal Keri of Kriyat Shema was not behirur, and the Einam Mevarech Lefanel means Einam Mevarech B'Dibur Aval Meharher, then according to Rashi, this would represent a third shita. Because remember, we spoke about before, that there's two ways of understanding the Mishnah. The question is whether we should learn that it's mutter to actually speak, and it's and mutter only laher in the brachas, or whether, as the Yerushalmi learns, that the meaning actually is that there's an iser of hirhur in yafilu in the brachas, and when it says over here abba maher, it's going back on the reisha where he said that you are kari kriyat shema. What do I mean by kari kriyat shema? Eino motzim bisvatav abba maher. By the way, that would account for the what appears to be the redundancy of Eino Motzi Bisvatav. I mean, obviously, if he's Maher, if you're telling me Aval Maher, then obviously Eino Motzi Bisvatav. That's what Maher means. So if we understand it to mean that essentially what he's saying is Eino Motzi Bisvatav Aval Maher, look at it that way, then it would be an explanation of the Reisha, not of the Sefer. Then we would have only two Shitas instead of three separate Shitas. So that's certainly the Rashash says that's the way, according to Rashi, that's the way we should learn it. And he brings examples of where we could say aval, meaning, even though we didn't make a statement that needs to be defined separately, that the Gemara often says aval in that sense, in the sense of meaning. Meaning to say, not what you might think, rather, that it's only Maher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben kaku motzi bisvatav, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Beferush, he's talking about talking, not hearers. What are you trying to tell me? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, all he's adding is that you should be Maharher on these brachot, you say everything. So how could you tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the one hand you're saying there's no din of Takanas Ezra, on the other hand you're saying that a Baal Keri is supposed to be Teva? Well, what we'll have to say is, Omer Nachar Bar Yitzchak, Asa'an Reb Yehuda Kilchot Derech Eretz, that actually, these inyonim of Brachot or Kriyat Shema is not really limud. In the sense, as we'll see later, that the question of here, the Isra of limud to a Baal Keri is involvement of limud. But to say something quickly that doesn't need to be discussed at any length and that can be just run through, or to be involved in things like Emily Post, except it's Rebbetzin and Emily Post. So there you say, so that if it's Rebbetzin and Emily Post, it already has a din of Torah. So there you go. It's just because there are Cheretz, and even though we're Kaveya them in an organization and so on, it's not something that requires any type of concentration and involves you in Limud, and therefore there was no Takona about it. Titania, Vodatam Levanecha Levnevanecha, we saw already the smichut of the posik of the Hodatem, which is a chiyav of limud b'dibur, and then it says afterwards Yom Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'choreb. We use that indeed as the smichut for saying that there is a chiyav of being careful about not saying divrei Torah is about carrying. And here the way the Brisa puts it is Mala Halan, just like by Kabbalat Torah. We had to be careful. Everything was done be'ema, bi'ira, b'ritetu b'zeya. There was the Giloy Hashchina and the Kailas Hashefer, and there was a complete silencing of creation. There was a sense of awe and a fear and a trembling and of sweat. So too, when a person is being modia levana v'levnei vanav, it has to be with the same ema, yira, ritet, zeya. And therefore, based on this, bikan amru, and as Rav Moti asked me yesterday, and I hadn't pointed out yet, but Tosfos in Bava Kamma makes it clear that this must only be an esmachta, because otherwise it would be not a takonas ezer, it would be a diraisa. However, we did see earlier that even dorot hakodmim, before Ezra, like we saw by the whole Sigur ben Yishchai, and so this is centuries before Ezra, nonetheless, we see that there was definitely a hakpada, so everybody understood that there were muzim here to how it is that a person should view his limud HaTorah and so on. But based on the relationship of Hodatem to Yom HaShem HaMadatel Fnei HaShem Elokecha, since the way that this braita defines the issue is not Mala Halam Balei Karyan Asuri, but rather the question is the attitude towards Torah. The trembling, the fear and trembling when it comes to the Kabbalah Satira. Therefore, Mikan Amru, Hazavim v'hametzoraim u'ba'im al nidot, mutarim likrot b'torah b'nevihim u'b'chetuvim, lishnot b'mishnah u'gemara u'b'halachot v'agadot. It's not Tuma that's the issue. Because if it were a didn't Tuma, then we would have answered a Zav and a Bayal Nida and a Mitzera and so on and so forth. But those things are not related to attitudes. That's a din and tuma. There was no halacha of tuma, at least the way we're learning here. Now, it's possible that Takonas Ezra, on the original level of Takonas Ezra, did involve a takon of tuma. As a matter of fact, some learn that the machlokas about whether one should be tevel that we had yesterday on Amud Beis, that's the question. Lagabi tuma, you're not going to be moyel. What's nafkamina? He remains tame. Lagabe. So therefore, if you hold that the takana was in terms of tumas carry, as opposed to the fact of carry, what's the point of going to the mikveh? He's going to be tame for another 7 days, this guy, because anyway he's off. But if the issue is that it's not revolving the dirim of tuma, we can separate out. Not everybody learns that, by the way. Some learn that for tuma also it's possible to be machalik. Take off a particular element of Tumah and add another element of Tumah. Is it possible to say, we have a concept, Einis or Halal Isser? Is there such a thing by Tumah as well? There's a generic Tumah? There's somebody's Tumah. What's the point of saying, let's take off his Tumah's carry? What Tumah's carry? Either he's Tumah or he's not Tumah. I mean, Bishlam, we're going to change the Dargis and Ava Tumah, Rishon Tumah. That's not what we're doing here. So some learn that's good with the Machlokas. Can you make an impact on Tumah?
You have a right today. I mean, it's different than a tumah. Tumah's when you wash in the morning, even though you're still tamei meis, you can't get rid of that until unless you have the paraduma. But still, we try to get rid of a level of tumah.
You mean washing hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, there's other inyanim because of nikias and so on.
Yeah.
So from there, we learn that the issue of here is attitude. Since a balkari comes from an attitude, because it comes through kalos rosh, so we want to make people sensitive to their attitudes. Therefore, we made a takana of Tumas Keri specifically. So Baalei Keri and Asurim. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now Rabbi Yossi in his Braisa says, Shonehu, but we're getting still to our Raya that there's a difference about Hilchos Derech Eretz. That's where we started bringing all of this. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, the things that you know, Baal Peh, you don't have to think about, and you can just sort of run them off your tongue, those things you can say. Ubilvat shelo yatsia ta mishnah. We don't want you explaining things at length and spreading it out on the table, so to speak. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef says, you can even do that. You can be mitsia a mishnah. Don't be mitsia the Gemara. And that's already taking you into things a little bit too deeply. Rav Nosson ben Avishalom omer, af matziat ha-gemara, you can even do that as long as you're careful not to say the Shemot Hashem, as we often have psukim that are quoted in the Gemara, at least be careful not to say the Askarot Shabbat.
What are they talking about?
No, only about Keri. Yeah, there was no takona on any other tuma. Now, from here, by the way, incidentally, there seems to be a raya that when you read the Gemara, you should say the psukim with the shame.
Right.
because otherwise, I mean, what's he saying? That ubilvad. I mean, nobody does that. And indeed, the Yaivetz brings. He also brings a story that his father, Chaim Tzvi, was very, very would be geyer in darshanim, and the people who wouldn't say the psukim in the Gemara. What's the matter? It's not good enough for you to be able to say the Shem Hashem when you're reading a pasuk and pedavka to say the Shem Hashem, which is the mashmaot of the sugya over here. No, not even a whole pasuk. As long as the phrase makes sense. And it says, even samutaina, that even, let's say that sometimes you find the Amoraim curse out, you know, Elohim, you know, that Yehovah, even over there he says Shem Hashem. So, or when there are other examples, I mean, it doesn't, because that's not a shame. You can say, Bechlal, nobody's makbid on the word Elohim. Dafka, on the Shem Hashem, on the Shem Ben Harba, he says. And most Bamas learn that way. Certainly the Svardim, I mean, Rav Avadya Yosef holds yes to say the Shemes. I mean, there is a Magen Avraham who says not to. I believe that Rav Meisha was Mechalik between somebody who might get mixed up. He's a Darshan, he's middle saying a draw, he's not reading from a Gemara. So a Darshan may often misquote a Pasuk. You know, you miss a word and so on and so forth. Then Badafki, you don't want to say the Pasuk, Kitzurase. But the reason to say bedavka the shame is because otherwise you're saying a posik that my shemana wasn't basic. Same thing as nogei brochas. Many people will teach a child his haftorah saying brochat Hashem, and invariably they get up there and say brochat Hashem. I mean, it's almost a given that a bar mitzvah is not going to say the shem Hashem when he makes his brochas haftorah. It's always brochat Hashem. And indeed, I mean, that was also, Ramesh was a goyer on that. That he did, on the contrary, you're supposed to be dafka teach with the Shem Hashem, even though there's a Mishnah Berurah that says not to use the Shem. It's interesting, Ramesh didn't even bother mentioning the Mishnah Berurah. It could be that he understood that was benageya gadol. In other words, a gadol already knows what to be mevarech. What do you got to tell him? The whole bracha. Well, just tell him, you end what you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, and then you end with this, and then he himself understands how to say it. When you're teaching a child, you have to be margil him, the dafka, to use the shame correctly. All right, it's become, I don't know, it's become the frum thing to do is not to say a pasuk for some reason, even though there's just as much a frum thing to do to say it. But you know, it's a matter of fads, sort of these issues. You know, whatever's looked at as the frum thing to do. So
would Zemiras be in the same category?
Zemiras? No, when we're talking about, you mean, is there, I mean, again, the reason not to would be because, the reason bedavka not to change to say Hashem is because of, you're quoting a posik. A zemira isn't a posik, so there's no problem in not saying, but there's certainly no problem in yes saying. I mean, the Indian is that it's supposed to be Shevach Vodaya. I mean, what's not to say Shevach Vodaya, Takarash Vorfu, to say it to Hashem? I mean, you know, we don't have enough of those guys around over here.
I was going to a different Hilchum in Europe to vis-a-vis saying Shem Hashem and certain Zemiras.
In certain smears.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, they didn't hold of the Ebenezer smears. But makes sense. Anyway, so we're still in the middle of this, trying to get to Rabbi Yehuda. We haven't gotten there yet. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, quotes Rabbi Akiva as saying, "Lo yikanes lemidrash kol yikar." Don't get involved in medrash. Because in medrash, you're bound to say psukim. I'm all for the medrash. Takes the pasuk and I'm going to darsh in the pasuk. How are you going to avoid really getting involved in saying a pasuk there? And some say what he said was even more. Lo yikanes lebeit hamidrash kol yikar. Don't even get involved and start figuring out what, because you're going to end up going to the Beit Medrash. You're going to see your kabruser. You're going to hear somebody misquote something, whatever. You can't avoid getting involved and learning once you go into the Beit Medrash. So stay out of there. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, and all of this was just to get up to this line. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, so now you can sit here with Professor Spolsky's and I here. That actually, Shonehu Bilchot Derech Eretz. And here is the marker where we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ilkas Derech Eretz are mutter, and therefore the Gemara's Chiddush before is that the saying over of Brachos of Kriyashma, and Kriyashma is not Benogia really Limudat Torah. It's more like Ilkas Derech Eretz. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda, and what's curious is that Rabbi Yehuda himself once had been Rea Keri, was walking along a river, so right in front of water, and his Talmidim, and he wasn't speaking to Vritairis, his Talmidim say, Rabbeinu, Shaneo no perekechad bilchot derech eretz, you know, why, since we're walking anyway, I mean, talk to us about Emily Post. And, V'yarad taval v'shanala, first he went to the mikveh. He jumps into the water, and then he comes out and he teaches Ilkas Derech Eretz. So they realized it must be that he was hesitant to teach them because he was a Balkari. So they asked him, so what you have to go to the mikvah for? We only asked you. It could be they wanted to avoid embarrassing him anyway. That's why they only asked for Ilkas Derech Eretz. He says, I don't understand. Limaritenu Rabbeinu Shoneu Ilkas Derech Eretz. Didn't you say there's no problem? That's Ilkas Derech Eretz. Amala nu, that's for other people. It's a sign of our parak. Apopisha mekel ani alacherim, I may be maker for other people, but certainly machmir ani alatzmi, I'm not going to say any kind of divrei Torah without tefillah, including Ilkas Derech Eretz. Now, one important implication of this story is that before we said Balkeri she'in lo mayim litfol, and here he's right on the riverbanks. And he doesn't say to them, what are you asking me? We were talking before about Keri She'en Lo Mayim Litvol. You're asking a guy who's walking along the riverbanks why he went to the mikveh. If he has a mikveh in front of him, then obviously he's going to go to the mikveh. All of these heterim were only said, what happens if he doesn't have a mikveh? Yeah?
Were we talking about a person who was getting some pleasure enough from being a Baal Keri, and this is accidental?
No. Doesn't make any difference, because we view the whole process of being part of a whimsical approach to life. So that even if the carry results of intercourse and so on, part of that is obviously necessary, but part of that is a kalas rosh. Certainly, Baal Keri is not through intercourse, it's b'cholam, so a person is a matzav of less seriousness, fantasizing, whatever's going to be gairim, is rias carry. No, he didn't see Kerry walking along the riverbank. He had woken up as a Baal Keri. Now he's walking along the riverbank. Okay. Good heavens, who do you think was parading on that riverbank anyway?
Of course
not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't
know.
He thought it was Rocha Bazena was going by over there. If anybody would see her, it would become a Baal Keri.
Mariah is using the notion of Perek Echad, because there was Perek Echad, while Rob mentioned before that Emily Post. But the thing is, I made it clear that I was kidding. I realize, but I'm saying that here it's much like Masechet Derech Eretz is one of the minor mm-hmm. Masechtas that.
Of course, that's what it's talking about.
Because Perek Echad is not stopping.
absolutely. I'm sorry. I thought I made it clear earlier that I was being facetious, but yes, of course,
Mishra.
Yeah, there's Meseches Derech Eretz.
Because
Meseches Derech Eretz Rabbah, Meseches Derech Eretz Zuta, the brises, collections of brises. But since it doesn't require a lot of concentration, they're not things that require iyun. So if I tell you at what point to walk into a Suda or not to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the Suda because people are going to have to stand up or things like that, those things are not things that we need to. We're going to ask a kasha, what are you going to do? You're going to ask Marshall's kasha on going to a bathroom before you walk into the Suda or after you walk into the Suda. So those kind of things are not required. They don't demand of you an involvement in the Ritter. You notice that it's not even known that there exists such a thing. You mean there are dinner of Derech Eretz? Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera HaYa'emer. And here we come once again, just like Anita.
You were talking about something that you see.
Ah, I'm sorry, thank you. That's what happened. Senior moments. So as I was pointing out, that it appears from here that it doesn't matter, even though there's Mayim Lefanecha. Now this is, this is a whole issue. It's an actual story. My grandfather's atzal in the Rosh Yeshiva of Baltimore. So he was very much, he came from Chabad in from his family, and was very much anti-Chosid. You know, that was like anathema to him. So, and then having learned in the Litta and so on, looked down very much on Chassidishim and Argim, such as going to the mikveh in the morning. So there was a rich balabayas who wanted to donate an entire building, but tonight that it should have a mikveh in it. And that way, he said, that way the Bochum will be able to go to the mikveh. So he refused to accept the donation. He said, what do I want? I want this to turn into a bunch of old men drinking tea and sitting around in a mikveh instead of Bochum learning Torah. So here's the question. What is the... Is there an Indian if a mikveh is matzah, is Rebbeisha? Actually, somebody has to Rebbeisha Shaila whether he should support a mikveh for men. I mean, they were collecting money. We don't hold the mikvahs for men. What do I got? Is there an Indian? Should I be mishtatev? So Rebbeisha wrote that certainly it's a nice Indian to have a mikveh. It's certainly considered to be a tzerech hatzibur since there are people who insist on using a mikveh. We'll see in a moment why it is we don't use the mikveh. And furthermore, he says, and if the mayim is found there, and it's easy to get to, so halachas kama v'kama, maybe here we see that Rabbi Yehuda didn't suggest that. And nothing to do with the bring matzuri. He said, I still want to be machber. He could have told him, if it's here, why shouldn't the person already be in a darg of kedusha? Mashma was always machber and hatzma. It didn't matter whether he's around the water. Yeah, but in our Friday discussion, we'll see the bit of gay alokal amaisa.
It's so funny that he was right by the water.
Right by the water.
And didn't go in just to...
He would have.
Yeah.
If he wasn't but the thing is, he would have even if he wasn't right in front of the water, so he didn't use that as an indication of it's being any different.
There was a rudiment, but Rashid was grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
There was a
rudiment. You would also learn
the Slavon. The doctor did not want to make men of Berlin.
No. To the point of Monsieur's Nefesh, you wouldn't take the money.
You would also learn
the Slavon. He didn't go in until he needed to go in. He was walking by the river before he had that meeting, didn't go into the city, and wasn't so
well. What are you trying to prove?
So I'm saying that he didn't go in until he needed to. It wasn't such an Indian of just being...
Well, they're also going in because they needed to. They have to go into daven. They have to go into learn.
Well, they had a need, but he was. What I'm saying is, he didn't go in just to become tahor at that point.
Had they not asked him,
he would have continued walking along.
He's asking, why
did
he go
into
the first place?
Why should he?
That kind of says. My point. Yeah, he's the whole point.
Nobody suggests. There's nobody suggests that you should stop going.
Well, it was sort of thrown around here, which is...
I didn't hear it.
No, it's a voluntary, so therefore it's to have as soon as possible to just be...
Why? That was never raised, that there's an Indian being taught.
Well, he is.
Okay, anyway, point taken. Come. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira HaYomer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah. Forget about this whole business. Never heard of such a thing. That what, Divrei Torah are going to be Mekabel Tumah? Somebody who's a Balkari should not speak Divrei Torah. It's somehow going to affect his Divrei Torah. Ma'isa b'talmid echad shayam megamgem l'maylam Rabbi Yehuda ben Sira. There was a story where there was one of the Talmidim who clearly was hesitant about saying something. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was there, and he wasn't responding, or he was reading in the Torah wrong. Either megamge means that he hesitated to speak, or that he spoke very quickly and didn't want to articulate clearly. We'll see later on, there's a lotion of megamge later about this.
Mumbling.
It was one way of learning it, or hesitant. We'll see later that there's actually two ways of seeing it. And he said to that Talmud, Amalei benip, tak picha v'yeiru dvarecha. Will you please open your mouth and let your word shine? Your personal situation has nothing to do with the divrei Torah that you're speaking about. And therefore you have no reason to hesitate. So apparently he doesn't hold of Tikkun Ezra B'chol. It says that there's no, or at least in terms of Divrei Torah, you should know that actually Rav Haigoin says, and this is Nageh or Friday Yalocha discussion, that this is only Lagabi Divrei Torah, and Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma. How about for Tefillah or for Kriyat Shema? It's not clear that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was saying over here that there's no din of Tfilas Ezra at all, because we're talking about learning over here. Omar Mar, Matziat HaMishnah Veino Matziat HaGemara. You said before that at least according to one Shita, just be careful not to get into Gemara. And that's a proof to Rabbi Eloi Shita. The Omer Rabbi Eloi, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Matziat HaMishnah Veino Matziat HaGemara. Actually, some Machlokes Tanoim. Matziat HaMishnah Veino Matziat HaGemara, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Zeveze Asur, or some say Zeveze Mutar, and we know exactly who some is, don't we? Because the man the Amru said Zeveze Asur, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that we brought, Rabbi Yochanan Sander that we brought, Lamala, neither Mishnah nor Gemara. Whereas man the Amru Zeveze Mutar, we just explained. That's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra said, there's no Inyan Bechlal of going to the mikveh. Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Halacha Lamaisa, Nohug Alma Kahani Tlat Sabi. And these are very unusual cases, because Lamaisa, we do not have a psak this way. If anything, the general Ritzav, the Sugya, is Keneged, the way the Nohug Alma is. These are Das, each one of these cases is a Das Yochid, that the Rabbin certainly was not Noe Kamo at the time of the Gemara, from all of the cases that we saw. And nonetheless, we accept without any kind of potzepe. Nobody makes a mecha on the fact that the minig has become to be so mech on these three yechidim in three sugyas. One is like Rabbi Eloi, when it comes to Reishis Hagez, which we'll explain in a moment. One is like Rabbi Yoshia, when it comes to Kelayim. And one is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra when it comes to Divrei Torah, which is what we just discussed, despite the fact that you could certainly not say that Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra were among the mainstream of poskim even. Right? In other words, we don't find mentions on one place where Rabbi Eloi is mentioned Bechlal in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was often a tzivim. I mean, yeah, okay, so, you know, Rishto Prusa, but certainly he's not mentioned normally in our Sidrei Apsak. Nonetheless, these became the makaris of these three very important sugyas that were nogea all the time. And what are the cases? The cases are like this. When we say, Rabbi Eloi Bereshis Tagez, we're referring to the following brisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Eloi Omer, Reishita Geiz, Eina Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Therefore, when it comes to our Hanhoga in Bavel, we're all over the world, Jews have not given Reishita Geiz. Now, Jewish farmers who have the shearings of their sheep do not give the shearings to a Kohen. That's only because of Rabbi Eloi, because Lechora, a sheep is not Gidulei Karka, and it's not a Chova, therefore, that should be Talui on Yerushas Ha'aretz and so on. And it should be a minig all over. But since he darshens Rabbi Eloi, that Reishis Hagez is Dakad Eretz Yisrael, we're knowing that way. Rabbi Yoshia was very makil about Taloi HaKerem. And Rabbi Yoshia said that, as we'll see now, what is Rabbi Yoshia B'Kelai? He says like this. Since Kedichsiv, Lo Sizra Karmecha Kelayim. What's the pshat? don't sow your kerem as kelayim, mashma, that you'd be sowing the kerem with what otherwise would be kelayim. So therefore, he says, look, the isser of kelayim is not to put something else into the kerem, but rather you've got to have the kelayim roim. So you need, let's say, chita and seorah, that you're planting chita and seorah at the same time that you're planting now the chartzan and the kerem, so that you're planting a kelayim into a kerem, all simultaneously. In which case, lo olam eino chayav, achi yizra, chita, usora, v'chartzan, v'mapolet yav. You would need to do it all with the same throw of your hand. And Reb Yehuda ben Beteira b'divrei Torah, is what we just said. The Tanya Reb Yehuda ben Beteira omer, ein divrei Torah mikablim tuma. And indeed, kiyata zeirei amar, but lulet viluta. When Ziri came, he said, they were mavatal. All I know is all over Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's going to the mikveh. Apparently, they were mavatal, the holding of tefillah. Some say that what he said was, bitlua nanitiluta, that they were mavatal, this business of washing your hands before davening. So, man, yom bitlua nitiluta, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who was mezalzel in the whole thing of Takanas Ezra, clearly because he was afraid that it was causing problems, whether those problems are in terms of learning or those problems are in terms of period of arrivia, we'll see later on. And that's like Rav Yehuda ben Becerra. Man yomer bitula netilata, kiyoda Rav Chista, we had earlier, that Rav Chista would curse out somebody who would start looking around for water before he goes to daven, and that way would now end up perhaps not being, not saying tefillah bismana. Maybe that's what it was referring to. It's not clear what Rav Yehuda ben Becerra holds, by the way. In other words, what happened to Atakonas Ezra? What do you mean, butlu? How can you go and be mavatal Atakonas Ezra? I thought, ain't bezin yochol avatal the bezvet chavero? When it comes to Atakonas, someone can't go in there with the chochmo, the minyan, telling me that he had a bezin that was greater than bezvet Ezra? It's absurd. So Tosfos says, not here, but Tosfos says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, he holds that Ezra never made a takona. Ezra had a recommended anhaga, which he did not impose on anybody, and that people took it as a takona, but he was simply pointing out that Ezra never made such a takona as a chiyuv. However, you'll notice that even when the Bava Kamma, when it lists the 10 takonas that Ezra had, so the first 9 takonas it lists straight. He was mitaken A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then it says, V'tikein tefillah lebalikarian, as if it's different. And he also made a takona. We were just talking about the takonas. So even the way that it's brought is that there's some inherent difference between one of the takonas for the balikarian and all the others of his takonas. Others learn, the Rambam learns, that the takona of Ezra was never mikubal. Remember that in order for a takona to be binding, it has to be accepted by the tzibur, and not just accepted, but we need statistical verification that it was accepted, and we actually send around people to do a poll. A year afterwards, Besdin sends around poll takers to see whether this takona has taken hold. If the takona doesn't take hold, it's automatically bought. However, the Rambam adds, and therefore some will hold, that it's not automatically bought. What it means is that it's not absolutely binding. And therefore, if it comes to a point that we find out that it's something she'ein rov atzibur yochol la'amod bo, that's a separate issue. Some people confuse the two. The Rambam mentions both separately. There are things that people are not makabel, not because it's impossible, it's too difficult for us, we can't keep such a takana financially, it's just unreasonable, for instance, the takana not to do business with kutim, and to treat them like goyim lechol dover. So the Gemara, you remember in Chulin, said that earlier generations tried to make such a takana, it never held. There was just simply too much commerce going on with them, they couldn't do that. And then gradually, as things changed, so So then finally Rebbe Meir could come along. He could make six takana. They did accept it from him. So that's an issue of Ein Rov HaTzibur Yecholim La'amidoi. But there's also another question. Whether L'maisa, the relationship of Besed and the Tzibur is such that this is something that people respected and then it caught on. So in other words, the Inyonim of Terah cannot come as a hand-me-down from Besed. This is the way it is. The relationship of takonos of Besdin, not chas v'shalom, pirushim of Besdin, that's a given. But if Besdin is trying to make a takona, then that means by definition, it's a takona. It's something that makes things better. And that means it's part of a social construct that makes it better. If the tzibur doesn't respond to that betterment, it doesn't make sense. It's not better. It's just making life more difficult. And therefore, it's not a takona. Says the Rambam, both issues happened over here. It never caught on, so even though many people were doing it, it wasn't binding. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra saw that it was a davar shein rov hatzibur yochol la'amidoi. It was getting to a point of simply being too difficult. And people were bedafka rejecting it. So therefore, they were mevata, that's what he says over here, bitlua l'tvilusa. Others learned, even some of the Rishonim, which is, this is usually an Achrenisha cop-out, but originally when Ezra made this takona, he made the takona recognizing that it could come to cause great difficulty, and made a t'nai in the takona, which accounts for the different language for Huti Kane. So he made a t'nai in the takona, that if it turns out that a Bezdin sees it as necessary to be Mavato, he's telling you right now, that they don't care. But his Besdin is not makbid, that it should be dafke, takon l'dairis. So he was making takon as long as necessary. So he apparently felt that his generation there was a problem. We know the problem in his generation. We know there's a tremendous amount of kalus rosh in Ezra's time, with the playing around with the goyish women and the whole idea of, you know, getting rid of them and so on. So,
and but, it was like a kabbalah satara again.
It was like a kabbalah satara, exactly. Excellent. The whole point of Ezra is the gathering together of everybody. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu. It was viewed as Ezra. He once again gave the Torah with the whole dinim of the Ksav, being differently than Ksav Ashuris from the time of Ezra and so on. So they were very machbet at that time. But he included, it's not meant that every generation has to be knowing this way.
And that's even over hundreds of years, because there was Ezra.
Correct. Yeah. And despite the fact that there was something that was so clear from the psukim that people were knowing it before he even came along. As a matter of fact, some kind of that, the pasuk actually made sense in terms of divrei Torah b'ksav. And that was something that he didn't need to make a takana. That was an ancient takana. That psukim, they wouldn't say, that was, and that's what was happening. Not that Benayahu ben Yehoyada was being machra on himself, but that everybody was knowing that way. He came and added for Teresh Baal Peh, some say only, even Behirhur. He added Behirhur, and originally was only also Bedibur. There's various approaches to it. Okay, in any event, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was Mvato the Takana, and the minig is to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Question of whether that means Legabi Terah, Legabi Tefillah, and Kriyashma, that's a separate thing we'll talk about in our halacha review. By the way, oh, glad I thought of it. Friday is not a very good day, I think, this week, because of some people will be involved in Purim and so on, you know, they may be going out of town. In any event, maybe we should do it on Thursday, as Moshe Baruch suggests. Would people have time? Mm-hmm. Would you gentlemen from the yeshiva have time and a tightness? Yeah?
Is that Thursday morning?
In other words, the view Thursday morning is Friday morning.
Friday.
Yeah. Is it better, right? What they review? We usually go to about 10 if we do the structure as well.
Before 10:30.
Yeah, we finish for 10:30. Okay, fine. So,
Bezos Hashem. What time do we start on Friday?
That's another good question. Should we talk about that today? Okay, it's fine with me. What time shall we start on Friday? Usually we don't have morning on Purim. That's because there's so many mitzvahs. People are being Isaac with mitzvahs. So since it's a Purim Meshulash this year, and it's really Yud Daled, there won't be anything to do. You finish the Megillah, and then what are you going to do?
Huh? But you have to do Matanis
Lev Yamin. Oh, so we take care of that right. This was a word from your sponsor.
We take care of
You guys are in this together. Two good, not straight, not to be orchestrated. So now that we've taken care of the Matanis Levyonu, when we finish the Megillah, and when there's even time for the women to have gone to the Megillah, freeing up the men who are doing whatever babysitting jobs they have to do or anything else, how about our meeting on Friday morning? Later, say about 10. Is that doable?
No, that won't get the listen, I'm not married, so I don't have a problem with you. Sure, that could get a little bit of time. I suggest later.
You don't think you would be married by then?
20 minutes after they're dominating, which...
The first is open too.
All right. A little bit later, you're suggesting? I want to ruin everybody's morning. Because it's right after. All right, so most people are happy with 10. Okay. So 10 it is. Our Yeshivat HaKotel contingent can make it a 10 too. Okay, so there we go. Tonerabana. Balkeri shenatnulav tisha kabim mayim tohar. Now we're introducing a whole new thing. Till now we were talking about tefillah for Balkeri. As everybody knows, there's all type of strange things going on when it comes to men mikvots. The water might be mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim in a mikvah. All types of funny things. Here we're going to start on the funny things. First of all, it says in the Braisa that in terms of a tefillah for Balkeri, it's good enough to pour 9 kavim of water over him, and that's enough. And that's a shiloh, by the way, whether that's true. Dr. Ullman just suggested that he could take a shower. There's a question as to whether pouring over him, even though obviously if you pour it, it's from a kli. Is there a din in pouring like this by Netilas Yadayim that you need to have davka? Is there a din that has to be a kli in the sense of not being mechuber? In which case, most showers, except a field shower where you have the little thing, you hang it up and then you open it up. Maybe that would be okay. But how about what we call a shower? If you have a hot water boiler that is you're taking the shower with, you could view the hot water boiler as a kli, so at least it is just coming out of pipes, but it's actually first held in a container. The problem is it's b'chubel karka, because it's piped in and it's connected to the ground.
Normally you mix it with the cold water, which is...
Right, but you might say you have 12 liters still of I think about 12 liters is 9 kavim.
And mine shuvim doesn't pass the tisha kavim.
And mine shuvim, for sure, obviously, by definition, can't pass. So, but the only shaila is, does it pass if it's b'chubel karka, if it's not done there at Nesina? There's some who are matir showers for this issue, to those who are makpid, as we'll see, that there's some who hold that there was no heter, accept the Gabi Divrei Torah, not in terms of tefillah and Kriya Shema.
In the Chevra Kedisha, we used to use 9 kavim on the mess.
Right. Yeah, that's still not used to. It's still done.
It kept pouring, so you had several people pouring, so there was no stopping.
Right. This is another shaila, the use of separate kalim. That it's clear rise that you can use separate kalim for various sugyas. Except that it should be without as contiguous.
Right.
In other words, there shouldn't be any hafsaka, because otherwise it's not tisha kavim. It's tisha kavim b'vasachas. Thank you. Now, this halacha, when the rabbonin heard it, it actually, Nochem Ish Gamzu had whispered it to Rabbi Akiva. Don't worry about the mikveh showers, okay? Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai. And of course, Ben Azai went out and told everybody, and he was Shana the Talmid of Beshuk. Now, obviously, they're arguing as whether this is supposed to be a known thing or only for special people. Pliga b'trei amoroi b'ma'arava, Rabbi Yossi bar Rava and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Chad toni shon'a v'chad toni lochasha. Some, indeed, when they say over the original aloha, some say it was whispered, and some say he taught it. What would be the nafkamim? What are they arguing? Man de tani shon'a mishum de toter. Ben Azai, whose whole Metzias was learning Torah, he didn't hold of reproduction very much either, you know, because he said he's going to be Yotzi his reproduction with his Chidushe Torah. So then there's no problem being a Balkari with too much Torah. So for him, he said, what are we wasting here? You're wasting your time going to the mikveh. You should be learning better. So he went ahead and he was Shana. Whereas the Mandi Amma said, Lochasha, that's, besides which, I mean, even if it's not Ben Azai, there's always Bittul period of Arivia for those people who do think highly of that. So somebody who is going to worry about going to the mikveh, he's going to figure, hey, forget it. I got no kayak for this. I'm going to waste the whole morning tomorrow morning looking for a mikveh. How about if we put it off for a month or two, you know? And so that's going to end up really cutting down our population. And therefore, he didn't like the idea of people needing to look for a mikveh. He said, okay, so you use a shower, and then it's not such a hassle. Mandatoni lochasha, whereas if you hold it, shouldn't be told to everybody. Everyone over here, I mean, what the way you're walking around a chicken yard, every time you see a hen, you got to get into action over here. And that we want to avoid. So we make it a little bit difficult for you. And you'll have to at least go to the mikveh. And therefore, so this is another sugya. In other words, this is not the same issue as Ritet and Zeya and so on. This is a different sakona, apparently, in which even though there's a way in which we can be makil on the Yonim of Tefillah, they were machmer because they wanted to get more serious behavior from their Talmidim. Omer Rav Yonai, shamati shemekilim ba, v'shamati shemachmirim ba. Look, I got to tell you, some people are makil and they allow people to use not necessarily a mikveh, but to use a swimming pool, or a Tisha Kabin. Some people are machmir, they want a real mikveh. And I'll tell you, call a machmir al atzmo, marich lo yamav v'shnotav. You want to be machmir on yourself, certainly it's a nice thing to do. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, who are these weirdos going around all morning, they're going to the mikvehs? Ma tivan shel tov le'shachrin. Who are these weirdos that go to the mikveh in the morning? What says the Gemara? What do you mean, who are the weirdos? He, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was the one who brought up the whole thing in the first place. He said, Balkari is Asr B'divrei Torah, now they're weirdos? No, Alchikama, Mativan Barboim Saw, how come these guys are running around trying to get to the mikveh Barboim Saw? They could have used a shower. Again, when I say shower, I don't mean necessarily, I'm not saying that Tisha Kabin necessarily is a shower. We're talking about, so a swimming pool would be also the equivalent, Merchatzos. That's the next piece. Yeah. And either they could have this Tisha Kabin. What do they need? Arboim Saw? And why do they need Tefillah? They could always have the Tina. And Rabbi Hanina said, no. Now listen, there's a very important point over here. When they made this Takona, that even though Tisha Kabin is enough, but they didn't want to spread around. They wanted the people should Bedavka have Arboim Saw. This was a Geder Godol Godruba. This definitely cut down on the Averas in the yeshiva. The Tanya Maizeb Echad Shetavai Yishal Dvar Aver. There's once a story of a guy who was trying to seduce a girl, and she said to him, boy, you're an idiot. Where are you going to go be tevil in the morning? Reka, Yeshlecha Arboim Saw Shatah Tovel Ben. You're going to find a mikveh tomorrow morning. Miyat Piresh. So he gave up on her. I mean, I give up on a girl like that too, but the mashmaut over here is that that enough is that per se is enough to prevent people from sinning. Now Rashi says that what we're talking about over here is Bedavka. This girl was a Pnuya, and the only reason not to sleep with a Pnuya is because it's Yichud. So it's included in Yichud. If I'm asering Yichud, then obviously we're asering intercourse. The whole issue is of the reason we're asering Yichud. The reason, so the Tzlach explains the reason Rashi is learning this way. I mean, why not say there was Tava Yishuv Advar Aver that was Asr B'Diraisa? Because, I mean, it sounds a little bit silly. The guy is willing to do an Isser, and then when she tells him, well, what are you going to do about the mikveh? All of a sudden, that's a problem. Why is that the problem? We'll worry about the mikveh later. You know? What's the big deal? But it sounds a little bit strange. It's very... So the Mamela actually says, okay, it's just talking about over here that he was going to be over on Yichud, basically. Okay, so then, now with the Shiloh one, when, you know, I would say, when you're not going to necessarily be over on going to the mikvah. I must tell you that my Rebbe Chaim said the most beautiful pshat on this, and it is so incredibly true, that the meaning of Geder Godruba is like this. A person does an Avera because he doesn't believe that there's any implications in reality to that Avera. So if the implications he puts out of his mind, what are you going to say? He's going to sleep with this girl. What's going to happen? So my Madrega will change. So maybe one day I'll go to hell. And I'll do tshuva. I mean, things will work out. It's not really going to make a difference to me. The moment that she inserts some element of undeniable reality, look, Lamaisa, you know perfectly well that the morning after, the night before, you're going to be looking for a mikvah. Think about that. True or not true? That itself is a restoration of a different level of reality, and it brings the morning after, the night before, into the night before. And the male of the person is in chayte in the first place. So it's not the issue of whether he's willing to be over on the takana of Ezra. He knows he's not going to be. So she forced them to contemplate the actuality of the impact of what he's going to do, and therefore, there was no way that he could do it. It's nothing to do with the chumrah of the issues. Therefore, according to that shot, you don't have to say Rashi's approach, which, by the way, I should mention is a machlokas. That's the Ravid's approach. That there's no isser in sleeping with an unmarried woman, as long as it's not done all the time. Because you can't set up a woman to be a sexual partner that you're not going to marry. But to have stam, yeah, that's a kadesh issue. But stam to have casual sex is not an isser, except that it's included in the isser of yichud. But some hold that intercourse without kedushin per se is an isser. That's a machlokas rishonim. But it's clear here that Rashi is learning that only chachomim asrua the aser of pnuya mitam yichud.
There is a day in the Gemara that says, "Don't have baal pnuya l'shem znus."
Right.
It's fresh fairness, Rashi there.
Yeah, but this big sugya is the right sheet as well.
Yes, well, they have a condition that she went to the mikvah.
Huh?
A condition that she went to the mikvah before.
Yeah, well, obviously, we're talking about she went to the mikvah. She was obviously a Talmud Chacham. We talked about a mishameshes for Rasa.
That's her way of pouring cold
water
on all.
Exactly.
Obviously, she was. Is that
what the expression tells?
She did eat true, so she's really good.
Is that what the expression is?
I pay much money.
Okay, yeah, so getting back now to this. Omar lo revuna lo rabbona. Rabotai. Why exactly are you guys completely, I mean, you just all agree that we should follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. You know, usually you're the guys looking for the best hatcher, the biggest chumras. All of a sudden it comes to this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is it. Like, everybody's accepting him. Imishum tsina is what? It's because the mikvah's too cold. Go to a heated swimming pool. Ef shaber merchat sa'ot. Says Rav Chista, what do you mean? You mean you go to mikvah in a swimming pool? Yes, tefillah b'chamia. Oh, my lady, well, Rav Adar Bar Abba Kirk of us. There are those who hold not. So again, there are a number of different ways of learning this. Are we talking about yes, tefillah b'chamia, that the problem is because a heated mikvah itself is similar to a merchatz. As we saw earlier in Nida, there's something called takonas merchatzos, gzerah. Gezera merchatzos. We make takonas that a mikveh should not be similar to a beit hamerchatz. There in the Gemara we were talking about having low stools by the mikveh in which the woman would be, according to those shitas that the Gemara was talking about, standing on stools. So it's too similar to a merchatz because gezera is merchatzos. Some learn that's the issue over here. If it's heated water, it would be also because gezera is merchatzos. Others learn that it's because it's derech rechitza. It's not a takon of merchatz that a person will come to actually go to the mikvah of merchatz, but rather that the mitzvah is tefillah and not washing off and not going for a swim. And that's a separate issue. Others learn, we're talking about mayim shuvim, kipshutai. When you talk about merchatzos, it means going to a public bath. obviously wasn't a kosher mikveh, where the water over there was mayim shulamim. And nonetheless, legabe, the balkeri, we were matir, even mayim shulamim, in the same way that we had the tisha kabin. Reb Zera havayasi ba'agna damaya be'masut, and Reb Zera was sitting in a tub, and this tub was in the public bath. So he says to his shamai, he says to the man that's his butler, his aide, zil v'aisi v'tisha kab, and v'sham yilu, go fill up a container of 9 kab and pour it over my head. Omle Reb Chiya bar Abba, excuse me, but you're sitting sitting in the bathtub. Why do you need somebody to pour it over your head? Lomle lomar kulei haivar yasi, because you're sitting in it. Omle, no. The din of Tisha Kabin is similar to the din of Arboim Sof. Would you tell me that when there's a din of Arboim Sof, somebody could pour Arboim Sof over my head? Arboim Sof means it has to be in a mikveh. The din of Tisha Kabin is that it's the mirror image of the mikveh. It has to be a shower. It can't be sitting in a tub. So just like Arboim Sof is bitvila velo benetina, Tisha Kabin is benetina velo bitvila. Now Reb Nachman, he went out, but he came chatzpa bat tisha kabin. He made a container that would hold 9 kav specifically that you could use so that everybody would have 9 kav and ready. Wouldn't waste time. If they're going into the Beis HaMedrash and they need a shower, they could take his 9 kav thing and there you go. Simple as could be. Now, Kiyos Reb Dimi Omar, Reb Dimi came, he said, well, I don't know, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustra said that Lo Shana L'Lachol Alonso. The only time you can use that 9 kav is if the user is A, ill, so we can't expect him to go out and get chilled to find a mikveh and so on and so forth, and B, he accidentally saw carry. So there's two things in his favor that we're going to be allow him off to only use a shower. But if you're talking about a chole hamargil, even if he's a chola, by the way, the mashmaut in the sugya, as comes from other places in Shas, is that all talmidei chachamim have a din of cholim. They're all considered to be chole, either because of the yeshiva food, or because the Torah tires them out, as Rashi says. But basically, they just, you know, they run out of energy, like old men by the time they're 15, you know. So,
delicate,
so
delicate specimens.
Very delicate, very, yeah. So they were always called delicate. But anyway, even for them, it's only la'ones. Avalochola ha'margil. I mean, so how often do we have a chola that's an ones? A chola ha'margil. So the chola, bedavka was roeh keres. He slept with his wife. And there, you'd still be there by himself. Says Rabbi Yosef, oh, that's just great. Itbar chatzpah to Reb Nachman. They just busted Reb Nachman's chatzpah. Yeah, he went ahead and was metaken his chatzpah so everybody could use it. Now it turns out only if he was not margil. Now when Robin came, he said, well, I don't know, in Usha, I can tell you, I know Lomaisa was a story over there. In the foyer entrance of Reb Oshia, and they asked Reb Asi what the din is, and he said, Lo shana l'chola margil. He said just the opposite. A chole was roa keri laones, doesn't eat anything. Doesn't eat tisha kabin, doesn't eat arbo himself. The chole who's margil, he needs the shower. Oh, says Reb Yosef, great. We just glued together Reb Nachman's chatzpah again after busting it just a line ago. So it's tamid chatzpah to Reb Nachman. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody seems to be arguing about what the din is at Takanas Ezra. Can't we just ask? I mean, ask Ezra. What was the takana? I mean, it's not as if this was like a kind of a hidden secret. It's the type of thing that goes on every single day. It's not that people are going to lose track of what the takana Ezra is. What was the takana Ezra? Why are we arguing about it? V'nichse Ezra Echatika. Why don't we just take a look at what the original language of the takana was? Rabbi, says Rabbi, you're missing the point. Everybody is agreed as to what the original takana was. The question now is how to apply it. Ezra was mitakein for a bori, and only if he's margil arba himso, okay? That's like he's got two strikes against him. He also allowed for a bori who was roeh keri laones tisha kabi. Now the question is, he didn't address the issue of a chola. These Amoraim are all arguing what the din is of a chola or a stam talmud chacham. So mars of al chola hamardil kivari hamardil and chola laonso kivari laonso. Whereas mars of, or no, actually a chola goes down one level. A chola hamardil is the equivalent of a bori laones, which is tisha kabi, and al chola laonso is bechlal not included in the takana. He's potter miklum. Amarava. Oh, now wait a minute. Nobody ever heard about this. The shower, according to Ezra. Now, he the tikein Ezra tevila nitina mitikein. Who ever mentioned in the Takanas Ezra tisha kavin? Oh, my Ezra tikein tevila labala carrion. It says the farish. It was tevila. It wasn't nesina. Hello, my Rava. You got it wrong, Abaya. The way to understand the original Takanas is like this. Ezra is mitakein tevila labori hamargil, and that's all. He had one takana, a person who is well, and he bedafka was reyeh keri, he needs a mikveh. That's all he said. Come along the Rabbanan, and they were mitakein tefillah even for a bal keri laonso, as long as he's well. But they said he doesn't need tefillah mamish, tisha kamen would be enough. Come along the Amoraim, and they're arguing, well, what about a cholef? And that's the question. Not in terms of Ezra, but in terms of the additional takonet rabbanon of the sin of tisha kabi. Marsav a chole amargil kevari amargil, chole lonso kevari lonso, umarsavar levari amargil arba imsa'a. Chole amargil is the equivalent of one step down of a bori lonso, and he's included in the takonet rabbanon of tisha kabi. But a chole lonso is pater miklum. Or my rabbi, let me tell you the halacha, okay? Bori hamargil and a chola hamargil are both arbaim sah, like neither. In other words, it's the hergel that we look at, not the health status of the individual. A bori loan so, however, when it comes to ones, then it makes a difference. If he's a bori tishakami, a chola loan so is pater miklum. And of course, those who follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, none of this then would be nageya necessarily.
There's like no counselors, whatever, with the chola loan so.
No, not necessarily. But for Chola, we weren't Matriach order. Tana Rabbanan, Balkeri shenatnu alav tisha kabin mayin tohor. Bamed vorim bavorim la'atzmo, avalei achirim arba imsa'a. This is only if this Chola is going to be learning on his own, but if he's teaching others, then he needs arba imsa'a. Rabbi Yehuda says it's always arba imsa'a. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishev and Levi, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina. Now these were two sets of chabrusas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishev and Levi, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Hanina. One of one chabrusa, and one of the other chabrusa, referring back to the Reisha, said, what you just said in the Reisha, that the difference between the Chayla, this is Dafka by Medvarim La'atzma, you said, Avalachem Rabbi himself. They said, this one from each Kavrusa, Loshon Alokola Amargil, Avalokola Lonso Tisha Kabin, V'chad Amar, if it's Lacherim, even a Kololonso is Rabbi himself. So that's going back now on the Reisha of Loshon Alacherim. Whereas one of the sets of the Kavrusa and one of the others, and we don't know which one it was, but we do remember that they split on this issue, said it's going on the Seifa. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Arboim so mikol makom, he was only talking about Arboim so bekarka. Avo bekelim lo, you can't use a tub of Arboim so. V'chadomar afilu bekelim nami. Sinabishad l'manim afilu bekelim. That would explain why Rabbi Yehuda says, Arboim so, and he throws in the words, mikol makom. Mikol makom means, I don't care how you get it that Arboim so, whether it's in a mikveh, whether it's in a kli, the ikra is arboim so. But according to Man Yomar, it's got to be a real mikveh. It's got to be in the ground. So why not kelim? Why does he use the word mikol makom? I don't care. What's that? Ah, that's mayim shuvim. Even though I'm telling you, you have to use a mikveh in the sense that the mikveh is in the ground, it doesn't mean that the water was water that had never been in a kli. So you can actually turn on the faucet in the mikveh, And that would be enough for the Balkari. He'll have our Bayim Sa in a real mikveh, but it'll be Mayim Shuvim. Rav Tappa, Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, and Rav Bar Shmuel were having a little picnic. And Kricho Rift of Adi Adari, they all were sharing some sandwiches. And then when they finished eating, Rav Tappa says, okay guys, time for Birkat HaMazon. I'm the man. Because Hav Lila Didili Rav, the Nafal Eluya Tisha Kav, and I had 9 Kav, and didn't rely on Rav Yudah ben Mitzera. Says Rav Bar Shmuel, oh now wait a minute. That's no good for saying a bracha for the rest of us. I mean, you want to be the mezami? I thought we said, "Bamed dvarim amurim la'atzmo, aval acherim yinid arboim sa." I'm the man. Aval ilidi dili broch. I had arboim sa. Says Rav Huna, guys, it's me. I didn't have anything. So I'm the one who gets it. Because I wasn't even a Balkari. Yeah, I think that's better, right? So how do Lila Didili broke the lucky Lia Lohai Velohai? I didn't have anything. Now the question is, what do you mean you didn't have anything? I mean, at one point or another, you must have something. So of course, those who look for the Hasidic approach say, that's the point he was making. He was never Roa Kari in his life. That's pretty good. So he was standing, he's like Yaakov Avinu. Apparently he was still unmarried.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So the question is, why was called Rav? They didn't call Rav, he was unmarried, he didn't speak. So they answer that by saying, now, in retrospect, we're calling him Rav, but at the time, he wasn't a Rav. Okay. And then, that's in Yerushalmi. So the Shaila is, okay, what, if he doesn't mean that, what does he mean? So some Yachronim Taina, that from here you see, there's an element of Tfu Yom. Because what he's saying is, I wasn't a Balkari today. Therefore, you guys have to worry about the question of the base. No, he's introducing a new concept of Tfu Yom, the Gabi Takanas Ezra. Shaylech and Inin of Tfu Yom for Takanas Ezra.
Without the mikveh.
Huh?
Tfu Yom.
No. And as you're going, you guys, whatever, yeah, without the real mikveh. So whatever you guys had, but Lamaisa, you're still on the day. Right?
You gotta wait until.
But, I mean, again, since the issue over here is not Tuma, but is the question of fear and trembling, then obviously it makes an avkamina. Because you guys are telling me today you ain't fear and trembling. But nonetheless, you went ahead and you went to the mikvah. New, big madrega you're on, you know? I think I'm the guy who should do the Birkat HaMazon. It's not ready. Isn't Nogat Tuma the Klal?
Why can't it be that he went to the mikvah as opposed to Nafalaluya?
Because you say, no, Lord, that's the whole point. I never have anything. I don't need it. You're arguing about who's greater, how much were you mocked with? I didn't need to worry about being mocked with. That's the whole meaning of his language. Rav Chama Tavo B'mala Yuma the Pisch Alohotzi Rabbi Yidei Chavosin. Rav Chama, even though normally it wouldn't be Tavo, but Erev Pesach, since he was the Baal HaGadda, so he was going to be reading the HaGadda to be Motzi others, Yidei Chavosin. That was the minute then. Didn't say a long Haggadah. So he apparently held that even if you're not mocked, but normally, but lahotzi aferim yidei tov chavasi, you need a real tefillah. V'les yilse chavasi. We don't paskin the need for a real tefillah lahotzi aferim yidei chavasi. Sorry for taking so long.